And it is June. It is Elder Abuse Awareness Month. So a couple of experts are in the studio with me. Nadia Woodcock is the Program Development Manager for Adult Protective Services. Nadia, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me here.
Good to have you both here. And Donata Mikulic is the Elder Justice Coalition Coordinator. Good morning to you, too.
Good morning.
This is obviously a big issue in a county where 25% of the population are senior citizens, a huge effort by folks in your line of business. We spoke with Senator Bill Dodd just a couple of days ago about the fact that abandonment has been added to the list of crimes associated with the wildfire bill because of what happened to so many elders during the course of the North Bay fires. And what's in a population where 25% of us are senior citizens, how essential do elder abuse awareness comes, and also the protection of our elders comes?
It is really very, very critical. So much of Sonoma County is graying, and we have to be conscious of that. And, you know, in Adult Protective Services, we receive over approximately 500 calls of a month, abuse reports.
500 a month?
Yes, 500 a month.
Wow.
And so, and thankfully, you know, the community does call and reach out to us, and that's really critical.
Are they family members? Are they, you know, are they friends, neighbors who call you about these particular subjects, Nadia?
It is all of the above. Family, friends, neighbors, professionals in the community contact us, and we're so glad for that because they are our eyes and ears in the community.
Yeah.
And it's through their reports that we're able to reach out to seniors and dependent adults as well and provide support. And I know many times, you know, some people may be hesitant to call because they feel like, well, maybe I should mind my own business.
It's a family thing.
It's a family thing. But in reality, you know, your call can make a difference for an elder who might otherwise be suffering in silence. And it's so easy to contact us. People just need to call APS, Adult Protective Services, at 565-5940, and they can speak with a social worker who will talk with them about their concerns and file a report. And their identity, we investigate, and their identity remains confidential.
That's a really important part of this whole thing. And also, Donata, oftentimes it's financial abuse that happens to our elders, isn't it?
Absolutely. And when we're going out and speaking to the community about elder abuse, you know, it can feel like a hush-hush topic or an uncomfortable topic, but it's the financial abuse, the scams, it's preparing for your later years while you're still able to make those good decisions that we're trying to get the message out, because if we start planning now, then, you know, as we're aging, we have those protections in place.
But it's a tough conversation to have. Anybody who has, ended up taking care of their folks, you know, trying to have that conversation, accomplishing that conversation to a productive end is one of the hardest things, I think, for family members to do. But it's essential, isn't it, to understand someone's needs before they get there.
If you think about abuse prevention, we would have said the same thing about a couple, a neighbor who's experiencing domestic violence 20 years ago. If we start talking with our elders now and opening up this conversation, then we'll be preventing the abuse and we'll be preventing things from getting much worse and restoring people's assets and keeping their savings in place. That's all, you know, huge parts of aging healthily and in your home.
And making sure that they have a say in their own futures while they're able to, right?
That is really key, that I think anyone wants to be able to have control over their own life.
Oh, honey, we do.
That's
yes,
right.
We do.
Yep. So better to have these conversations now. Seniors have these conversations with their kids or their family. Adult kids shouldn't be afraid to have these conversations with their parents, and do it while everyone is, able to have that, and in a position to have that. Whereas when you start to decline physically or cognitively, it becomes more challenging.
What should we be watching for as friends, neighbors, or even family members?
Oh, some of the things that I think you should watch out for is unusual activity on bank statements. I mean, particularly for financial abuse, if that's what you're focusing, is you want to see if there are bills that are not being paid. As I said, unusual activity on accounts, on statements. If all of a sudden you're seeing packages arrive at your mom or dad's home and they normally wouldn't be buying packages or items from
you can order online,
Amazon,
you can order
QVC,
off the TV,
and really you want to be aware of, does your mom or dad, are they aware of what their finances are? Do they have a basic understanding of how much I'm bringing in and how much I'm spending?
And what about behaviorally?
Yeah, certainly with all the forms of abuse that can take place. One of the shocking statistics when we give presentations to the public is that 85% of elder abuse takes place from someone close to the elder. So it's a family member, it's someone that is in the home, that's close by, that has access. Certainly with other forms of abuse, if someone is the type of person who wouldn't leave the house or who leaves the house every day at 9 a.m. for a walk with her dog, and then,
all of a sudden
9:30
doesn't.
Becomes 11:30,
yeah.
And, she's looking disheveled or she's not, presenting in the same way she always has. Mm-hmm. Those are often the first signs where you start to say, oh, is that person really getting all the help they need? Or is someone in that home, a caregiver, a relative of some kind, maybe moving in, getting closer, keeping mom in the house more? There's these signs where we don't want to think the worst of our friends and neighbors, but then you start to notice a different pattern or someone's changing, and then are they reaching out? Is someone even asking them if everything's okay?
Yeah.
And it's
if
the
you
isolation.
See something, say something. Same principle, I guess, applies here.
Exactly. Yeah. You may see an elder become a more isolate themselves, and that is cause for concern.
And the thing about these circumstances, I think when it comes to physical abuse, I don't think there's any question in our minds, hopefully not as a community, that we need to call somebody and get something done at the first notice of anything like that. When it's a little less visual, when there are other issues. I know I had a woman who was living next door to me for many, many, many years and still living there, and her family decided it was time for her to leave her home and go elsewhere. And she didn't agree with that, and frankly, I didn't agree with that, and I went out and got her an attorney to have somebody to represent her in that equation. It didn't make me a favorite among the family members, I'll tell you that right now. But still, when you know what you know someone and you're a neighbor or a friend, there can be objectivity there that doesn't exist in the family structure.
Yeah, certainly our own desire for self-determination and autonomy. The nonprofit Senior Advocacy Services, where I work, the Ombudsman Program, that's an advocate for elders.
Yeah.
And so the idea that someone is only looking out for that elder's best interest and helping them communicate that to friends and loved ones is really important, because it is, APS isn't knocking on your door and taking grandma into a home. Nobody's placing, it's not like Child Protective Services, and so oftentimes that blurry line, we think that the government is going to come in and do something.
Yeah.
And
it's an investigation,
does take advocates, right?
Adult Protective Services is staff full of social workers who do an investigation, where people do report to us abuse and neglect and self-neglect. And we want to promote having people in their homes and aging in place as safely as possible.
And for as long as possible,
long,
I guess. Yeah.
For as long as possible, that's right. And so, I think when as anyone who's in the community, if they see something that doesn't seem right, whether it's like in your example, the neighbor whose family is maybe well-intentioned, but their mom not quite there yet. Well, that is something that is important for family members to be aware of that, you know, there are other alternatives sometimes besides placement. And Adult Protective Services, when we meet with social workers, when our social workers meet with elders, we're talking to them about, you know, what do they want? And, you know, what are their desires? And we want them to be safe, and we want them to be able to age in
place.
That's
thing one, I suppose. It is Elder Abuse Awareness Month, and so a good time to just remind ourselves to be on the lookout and make sure that, as we ought to always do, watch out for our neighbors and our friends and our family members. And I'll tell you what, you two do not have an easy job. When you have to deal with all of the players in this equation, that's a lot of drama, right? So thank you for doing what you do.
It's important work.
Yes, it is. It's very, very important work. And the older we all get, the more important we think that work is. Yeah. So we get it. And I want to thank you both for being here today. It's something that we should continue to talk about.
Thank you.
Beyond June, to be sure. Yeah. Nadia Woodcock, Program Development Director for Adult Protective Services, and Elder Justice Coalition member Donata Mikulik. Good to have you both with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's take care of our elders. Oh, by the way, there's a lot we can learn from them, too.